Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. I grew up on WFAN, okay, like most of us have, like you the listeners have, and there is something nostalgic about Super Bowl time on WFAN that really came to me when I was walking my dogs today, and I said, you know what I miss, man? Mike and the Marquee doing Super Bowl trivia.
That was legendary.
So for those who may be new to WFAN, welcome aboard. Back in the day, Mike and Dog, and then eventually Mike by himself, would spend that bye week doing Super Bowl trivia and giving out trips to the Super Bowl. We don't do that anymore, but nonetheless, it was still fun radio.
What's your favorite team? Okay.
Exactly. So I
start
am here.
With a one. Okay, here's a one.
For a very small piece of that.
Who won the first Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Packers? Okay, you're right. Number two.
Amongst the crew,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the list is just simply five Jets Giants Super Bowl trivia questions. So I want you to get it. So we're not going to go, you know, it's all the ones.
Right.
Five Super Bowls are going to be involved.
Are you sure we're going to get it? I mean, for...
You may not.
The Jets Super Bowl was 100 years ago.
You may not.
A few of the Giants Super Bowls I was too young for.
Let's have some fun with some Super Bowl trivia, Mike and the Marquee stuff.
Have some fun.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number five.
All right, Super Bowl 35, okay. I want Tiki Barber's carries and yardage in Super Bowl 35.
You want me to guess?
Yeah.
I watched this game during the pandemic. I rewatched it. I don't think you did a lot in the Super Bowl, right, Teak?
No.
I'm going to go with 5 carries for 16 yards.
5 for 16. Tommy, you have a guess?
I do. I'm going to say 9 carries for 40 yards.
Teaky?
You're closer.
Do you know it?
Yeah, it was like 10 for 31 or something like that.
You're shortchanging yourself. The correct answer is 11 carries for 49 yards, but you also, I didn't put this in, you had a few catches too.
Right.
He had like 80 all-purpose yards.
I think he had the most receptions of anybody in that Super Bowl, of the Giants.
Okay, I was questioning
the what was my guess? Was I close?
No.
Now, what did I say?
You said like 5 carries.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
He was lightning. We forget that?
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Number 4.
All right, we all remember Super Bowl 3.
Oh, yes. That's another game I rewatched. I've actually seen Super Bowl III. By the way, that is an ugly game.
Yeah, ugly
have you
game.
Ever seen it?
All of them were ugly back then.
Early day Super Bowls were very ugly. I'm going to get the question right because I did see the game.
You are going to get the question right.
Is it an easy one?
Tommy may not.
Okay. Mm.
Starting quarterback for the Colts.
Earl Morrill.
Replaced
by Johnny Unitas, I think.
Okay.
Johnny, I don't remember.
I would have just said Johnny Unitas.
That's why I asked the question.
Right.
It wasn't until I watched this game that Johnny Unitas wasn't the Colts quarterback, and I think there's a lot of younger fans who don't know that.
Yeah, and Earl Morrill started.
Younger fans that don't care.
That's probably true.
That is unfortunate. And Earl Morrill started like a bunch of Super Bowls. Didn't he start for Denver years later? I think
I'd have to go back and look. But the bottom
line, Johnny Sample interception.
What you come to realize about
Matt
Super Bowl
Snell three? Should have been the Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. Want to go down that road?
Little asterisk,
dude. I watched the game. I mean, it was a crazy game. Kicker for the Colts, not Lorne Michaels. That's the guy who runs at SNL.
Yeah, that's
Lou Michael. He missed like 2 chip shots. It was a very ugly game.
Very ugly. Okay, here we go.
Did you know
number
anything,
3?
Did you recognize anything I just said?
No, and you didn't hear me say that Super Bowl needed an asterisk because you didn't beat Johnny Unitas.
Well, that's not true. Earl Morrill was the starting quarterback.
Johnny Unitas. Johnny Football.
The Colts were 18-point favorites.
You know what? put you in a lock. You already bashed Francisco
Lindor. I'm telling
you,
Matt Snell should have been the MVP over Joe Namath. That's a different story.
You might remember.
I'll argue with any 70-year-old about that right now. Go ahead.
I don't know if we're going to get through this.
No,
I know. Okay, we all know when you would get to this point here. Question number three. Moose, let's pull up a little audio here.
Oh,
the Super Bowl interception. Do you have that ball?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Had a feeling.
Yeah, they. I keep asking, and now this Tom Brady thing is going viral with him signing all the interception balls. I keep saying I'm going to have him, and see if he'll do it. But no, I just my boys play. Honestly, my boys played with it for a year and a half before I put it away.
Like in the yard?
Nah, in the house, but right. Not. But like, I mean, it was still a little bit beat up. Whatever. It's football.
We need to hear that again. I need to know who that player is. Cut number three.
I was going to give it a wild guess. Because Chase Blackburn.
Okay, that's your guess, Tiki.
I mean, it has to be. Who else intercepted him?
Okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Tommy?
Let's go with a sweep there.
It is Chase Blackburn. Now, what's fascinating about audio, you're letting your kids
play football? Seriously? I got that right?
You did.
I was a guess. I don't remember.
He only threw one interception.
Well, remember, it's two Super Bowls you could have picked from. I don't think they had
it. It was the second one. It was the second Super Bowl.
I know, but now that I think about it, I don't think they had a pick in Super Bowl 42, and I've watched that game a million times. I never thought about it. Yeah. Okay, either way, you got the
question. Would you have gotten that if I didn't get it, Tiki?
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I'm the guy right now.
Well,
I feel like I got it right.
It's funny because obviously it was a white guy. I was thinking, all right, what white DB intercepted Tom?
Thank God you said that.
Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. I'm like, it's got to be New York related.
That's how I knew it was Chase Blackburn.
It's got to be. Well, that's how I knew it was. It's got to be a giant. And I'm like, those teams, it was like all black dudes on the team except for Chase Blackburn.
But CT, this is why Mike and the Marquee Trivia would be tough. That would have went a long time before somebody got that.
So what I'm getting at is I think we're one win away from going to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, of course, it's Cinco de Mayo, so we're doing 5 questions.
Oh, so we got 2 more.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
All right, guys, in the Giants' run to Super Bowl 42,
yeah,
they lost not one but 2 of their former first-round picks for the season due to injury that were not available for the Super Bowl. Name them.
Shockey. I don't know who the other one is.
Okay.
Former first-round picks.
Yes. Former first. You need me to repeat the question? No.
Former first-round picks.
Of the New York Giants.
It's 2007, so we're looking at the last, like, 5 years.
I say this to say, when you think about it, losing first-round picks on your roster and then winning a Super Bowl is pretty impressive.
The Shockey one was a...
Shockey.
2007?
Shockey's one. So two of them that were past first-round picks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Ike?
No. The other one was Mathias Kiwanuka.
Kiwi.
Wow.
Lost for the year in Detroit.
Kiwi didn't play in that game.
No, he did not.
Ike was already gone.
Yes, he was. He was on the Bucs. They beat him.
That's right.
Beat him there.
That's a good one. These are getting harder as they go on. I like it.
Because Ike is one of those few.
Yes.
That played with me and Rondé.
Yep.
With Greg Camella and Joe Giravich.
He was beaten. All right, last question.
Number one.
The only player in Super Bowl history to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl that attended Lambeuth College.
Oh, that's simple.
I know it's simple, but let's see if Evan
can. I have no idea what Lambeuth College even is.
You know what the Lambeuth special is?
No. Jumping into the stands?
Come on. See,
or
Evan,
jumping into a phone booth? I don't know.
It's a bad job. Tommy, do you know the answer to this?
I do.
You better know the answer.
I do. Tiki's teammate, Ronnie Dixon.
Yeah. Ron Dixon.
What's Lambeuth?
So Lambeuth special.
Well, Lambeuth.
Yeah.
Lambeuth College is where Ron Dixon went to
school. Oh, okay.
What happened immediately after he returned that touchdown?
The Jermaine Lewis return, the touchdown was the only time in Super Bowl history, back-to-back kickoff.
So you didn't want to do any questions about the two Super Bowls in 86 and 1990? Because you had none from those.
I know. I know. Yeah,
it's all good. So Ron Dixon went the Lambeuth special.
Gotcha.
When he was a rookie, we played the Philadelphia Eagles. Sean Payton was our coordinator.
Mm-mm. I'm going to correct you. It was the next year. It was 2001.
Oh, 2001. So 2001. Yes, you're right. We did not have... We were down by five with no time on, basically no time on the clock. We had one play.
Right.
And we were on the 20 after a touchback. You don't have an 80-yard play. You can't Hail Mary it. But Sean Payton had a play.
Oh, of course he did.
It was called the Lambeuth Special.
Ah.
So what the Lambeuth Special was a hook and ladder to Ike. So Ike would go up 10 yards, catch a hook. I would leak out. He would lateral it to me. Then I would run completely across the field, like parallel across the field, and give it to Ron Dixon, who would then come back across the field. All this time, a wall is being set up on the left side of the field, and he would run in and score. The reason it didn't work is because the Eagles came out and press-covered Ike Hilliard. So the hook and ladder is dead. It only works if there's off coverage.
Right.
So we're standing at the line of scrimmage, and I look over to Kerry, and I say, dude, he's pressed. It's not working. He said, just block it and go out. And so in real time, I chipped on the end and just leaked out, and then he threw it to me. So I just kind of ran around a little bit just to time it up with Ron Dixon, who came back across the field. I lateral it to him. I get crushed. And I sat there and watched him get knocked out on the 3-yard line.
He went. So it was the second to last week of the year. The next week is when Strahan has the sack record.
Yes. Right.
The Giants were eliminated for playoff positioning. Now, it wasn't a great year, but they would have to win out, get some help on that play. Right. And we all, as Giant fans, were like, oh my God, is this going to happen?
Wow.
The most forgotten play in Giant history. No, the Lambeuth special.
I don't even remember it.
Lambeuth College. Yeah. But there you go. That's your trade. Mike and Marquis.
Good job there,
Sean. 80-yard play.
Wow.
Nobody has an 80-yard.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
You're done. You got to do what everybody does now.
Like yeah.
That stupid lateral
Which
back and forth.
Never
and,
works.
It never works.
It was the Miami Miracle worked. Was it the Miami Miracle? The Dolphin Patriot game, I think it was.
Yeah.
Remember that worked? I think it was on a return, too.
I got to look back. That was a couple years
remember.
Ago.
I don't remember what that one was.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the play was, but yeah.
Sean had an 80-yard play.
Incredible. All right, there you go. Very good Cinco. Thank you very much. Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. I'm very excited to give you some information.
Mm.
Okay? And this is very, very important information because I've said it on the air, Tommy has said it on the air, and this morning, Boomer said it on the air too.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up,
Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.